And now, a look at artist Roberto Lugo, who puts family, tradition, and historical figures like Harriet Tubman at the center of his work. Special correspondent Jared Bowen of GBH Boston brings us this report from New Hampshire as part of our ongoing arts and culture series, Canvas.
In mugs and plates and urns at the Currier Museum of Art in New Hampshire, we find the porcelain DNA of artist Roberto Lugo.
In this exhibition, I have images of protests of historical figures like Angela Davis and Black Thought and people that have really inspired me to make me who I am, and I couldn't be that without those people.
This show, as the title explains, is the ceramicist bringing us his joy in a career literally shaped around culture, his own roots in graffiti, and his love of family.
Here's my mother with her granddaughter teaching her how to make pasteles, which is a Puerto Rican dish. And then there's an image of a family in the 60s, which is my family. My grandma with the bouffant and, you know, getting ready for church. And in some ways, I think this table is like a self-portrait.
He's thinking about his culture, you know, where he comes from, people that influence him.
Contemporary art curator Samantha Cataldo says she's drawn to how Lugo takes centuries of prized porcelain tradition from Europe and Asia, only to upend it with his story.
Using this historic form of pottery and porcelain especially, which traditionally would have kings and queens and very much within a Western and white narrative, to put someone like Harriet Tubman or himself or the rapper Missy Elliott onto a piece of pottery is really making a statement like, I belong here, my culture belongs here.
What do you make of how open he is and how much autobiography there is in his work?
Yeah, Roberto's work is very vulnerable.
So was Lugo himself, when as a young art student of Puerto Rican descent, he was bluntly told he didn't fit in.
I feel judged exhaustively. And, you know, that's one of the things that drove me to make the work I did, because when I was in a class and there's a photograph of me and someone just says, this looks like a Mexican gangster, you know? And it was this like moment where, you know, I'm sitting there making pottery and I'm like, no matter what I make, this is how people are gonna see me if I'm involved in the work. And so I started making work to counteract that.
Which has meant depicting life the way he sees it, including tea time. For Lugo, a very foreign concept.
When I took my first pottery class, I'd never drunk tea from a teapot, you know? And so I see all these students around me making teapots and making teacups, and I'm thinking to myself, like, how much tea do these people drink, you know? And I didn't understand it. I'm not sure if people realize that, like, when a person of color that grows where I did. When I'm having tea, there's all these things that come into my mind, and it can't just be about tea because of my experiences. You know, so like I'll look at certain shapes and it'll remind me of other things. Like when I look at a spout, I also think of a gun trigger because of the ghetto that I grew up in.
The artist's singular vision has landed him in museum collections. He's been awarded the prestigious Rome Prize, and he's collaborated with celebrities and fans like actor Seth Rogen. But Lugo is most mindful of his roots. He can often be found working with his and other communities, giving away work, teaching kids, and working with veterans. And he has a name for it.
It's sort of this idea that I'm the village potter.
Because Lugo wants to be a connector of people and art. He asked the Currier Museum to place his work atop or alongside its own historic pieces. His urn featuring Bob Marley rests on an 18th century table.
People can see that, oh, these things can coincide and be beautiful. And that's really the hope, is that when people see themselves reflected in the narrative of a person of color, then they grow closer to that, you know?
Much the same way Lugo found himself connected to this painting in the Currier's collection. It's by white folk artist Grandma Moses and reminds him of his parents' upbringing in Puerto Rico.
I think there's this like sense of displacement I've always felt as a Puerto Rican growing up and always hearing about my parents and, you know, the farm life. These kind of paintings like almost transport you there where you feel like you're comfortable however you are there, you know, like working on the farm. And I just love that about these pieces.
It's a shared experience for the artist who's learned it takes a village to be the potter. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jared Bowen in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Such an inspiration.